Tim, what was your thoughts on today's performance?
I thought it was magnificent. Obviously, I mean, we all know about Salford in terms of the quality that they possess. I mean, it's that you can see the way they move the ball and the confidence they play with. They're slick, you know, and the lads that they're playing have operated at, or a lot of them have operated at higher levels. And they're an outstanding team, and they can, if you're not right, they can carve you open at the drop of a hat. So we set out a little bit first half to maybe press the ball slightly deeper and stop them playing, you know, allow them to the ball at the, in deep areas. And we created one or two chances, but you know, other than that, we, just a couple of times where, you know, the ball, we just couldn't get over the top of the football. But other than that, then I thought second half we were terrific. You know, we had a goal. Was it a foul? Wasn't it a foul? I don't know. If it's a foul, don't give the goal in the first place. And then obviously Jermaine cuts inside and hits the post. Other than that, we're hanging on a little bit at the end. Booty's made a couple of very tidy saves and some last gasp blocks and bodies on the line. I thought we were magnificent.
I'm always Messi at half time, it seemed, as you said, the second half performance really seemed to get at them. Was that Messi trying to nick a goal and the one goal would actually define the game?
Maybe. I just thought, you know, could we then press a little bit higher? We got a foothold in the game in terms of it was half time. Could we then go and carry the fight a little bit more, press higher, make them kick it, which happened. And the goalkeeper will start going from back to front a little bit. But they're still very, very good, you know. They've still got men who can head the ball up there and get on the seconds and play from there. But, yeah, and I thought we did carry the fight. You know, we the lads played their hearts out. They were fantastic from start to finish. And, you know, but for the coat of a paint on the post and a bit of an iffy decision, then we could have won the game.
And you're much happy with how your defence again... how they think the Salford pulled at them, you know, long balls and then just in behind them, they doubt they think that they're thrown at them.
Yeah, well, no one, I mean, you know, listen, no one else or everyone else is having trouble stopping them scoring, you know what I mean? And it's not easy. They've got firepower coming at you from all over the place and it's not easy. But I thought we were magnificent. As I say, I thought for, defensively we were sound for most of the time. In Booty, you know, I pay him money to make saves, so you know I thought his handling was clean and crisp when it was required. You know, Liam's getting his head on things when it's coming in the box, and we're blocking things and last gasp stuff. But we also caused a massive threat going the other way at times. You know, we were quick on the counter, we were bright going forward, and I thought it was a good two good teams. You know,
and then the midfield as well, Storer, Maxwell and Carter. They really control the midfield and, you know, box and went to right to the 90.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Maxi was tremendous. All three of them were tremendous. You know, worked their socks off. I bet when we get the stats on Monday, they've covered some serious ground. And you've got to against them because they make the pitch big when they've got it, and they get in pockets of space from the wide men come inside and cause you problems. So, you know, I'm delighted with everyone from one all the way through to 16. You know, the lads who came on played their part, and that's how it's going to roll now till the end of the season. We're a small squad and everyone's going to play their part. So, you know, for us to be even going toe-to-toe with the likes of Salford City is a major plus point for this football club.
And just looking ahead to Friday, Emirates FA Cup second round in front of the BBC cameras, Friday night, big crowd. Must be an exciting week for you and the group.
Well, listen, yeah, I mean, it's a free hit for us a little bit there. Obviously, a fantastic League One team up there near the playoffs. I don't know how they got on today, but sitting seventh, I think, before today. So, you know, I would think it will be a good crowd. And, you know, for our lads, it's why they're in the game. It's, you know, fortunately for us, our fans can see it. This isn't a particularly hospitable place for away teams to come in terms of on the field of play. Off the field, it's a fantastic place to come and watch football if you're a visiting fan. But we want to try and make it as difficult as we can for Blackpool, so we'll be giving it a real go. You know, all things being equal, they should beat us for sure. But sometimes that doesn't materialise, and you know, we'll be doing our utmost to try and cause a surprise. And if we do win, it will be a big surprise.